Hello and welcome to Kate and Kat's podcast. We run our podcast a little differently than most. Our podcasts are completely spirit-led, and we never know who we're going to have on or what's going to come up to heal. Every episode is a new adventure where we walk people through healing anything from spirit guides to past lives to inner child work, how the energies and trauma affects the mechanical workings of our physical bodies, and exploring time, space, and dimensions and how it's all happening now. This podcast is for beginners and experts alike. This can be considered explicit content to some, as we do not edit ourselves, and sometimes deep trauma work comes up unexpectedly.
And also, we cuss like sailors. On this episode of Kate and Kat Live, we had multiple guests join us for mini sessions. Were you one of them? This is always such a good time for us to connect to others, broaden the spectrum of healing, get some deep work done quickly. That's what she said. First up was a healing for a pup. Second was a mix of timeline work with a court case and some emotional healing. Lastly was helping a parent help their child gain control of their energy and help for both to be more in control. As always, feel free to follow along with the healings and apply them to your situations as needed. Without further ado, if you love bad bitches and that's your fucking problem, on with the podcast.
Hey.
Hey.
There's more than three people in here. Okay, now it's showing nine. I was like, what? I see like five people talking. What are you what's going on? Hey guys, request to join and you can come up here for a mini session. Yeah. I will go in order of request. You just hit the guest thing and you don't have to join. Yeah, sure. Energy readings. Like, we'll ask you what's going on with you right now, and then we will help you and have you do some healy things, and it'll be really fast. Oh, Tawny is first up.
Tawny.
Come on up. Or down. Or around.
Or around town.
Hi, Tawny.
Hello.
Hey. What's up, baby doll? What can we help you with?
Anything most impactful always works for me.
Okay. So like ask to go to the most... Oh, Kate said something.
Do you even have a dog?
I do.
Oh. Is something wrong with him?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's wrong with your dog, Toddy? Because Kate got it right away. What's up?
He's got, arthritis. Yeah, has arthritis in the hips.
Like the human terminology for it would be arthritis in the hips?
Yes.
Did you already do the thing where you break the soul contracts for him to where he doesn't have to take on your guys' stuff?
Ooh, no, I have not.
It's just an automatic thing for the majority of pets out there. They just, like, take on everybody's stuff for them. Say spirit if it's in the highest good.
Okay, spirit if it's in the highest good.
And their soul consents and team allows.
And their soul consents and team allows.
Break all soul contracts.
Break all soul contracts.
Connected to them having to take on our stuff or help us heal.
Okay, connected to them having to take on
our stuff and help us heal.
Our stuff and help us heal.
That are no longer in their highest good.
That are no longer in their highest good.
Okay, and then now transmute their banked energy into healing that they need for their current self.
Okay.
And then that's the basics, and then Kate's seeing the details. So I'm going to let her talk.
Hi, guys. It's me, your boy.
Skinny penis is what she normally says, but she's on live. She doesn't want to.
Two boys, skinny penis. I got something about bronchitis, and ain't nobody got time for that. So, do they even have bronchitis? Yes. Why is it in their toes?
Hey, can you please activate all the animal healings that Kate and Kat have to them conducive to what they need? There we go.
Whenever they interact with you, Tani, do they like stand on their tippy toes?
It's really hot. Yes. They pant a lot. They are hot. This is a hot dog. This doggy is hot. Holy fuck. Is this a thick hair doggy?
No, he's a short hair.
This, god dang, this feels, Alina? This coat.
No, he's a pit bull.
This coat feels thick. Thick.
What a tiny boy. I don't think his coat's supposed to be that thick,
is he a white dog?
No, he's gray.
Right. I don't see, Tawny. Say, close cat. Close cat, he's gray. Thanks, it's in the same spectrum. I'll take it. I'm feeling colors. Cut me some slack. Sorry, cat, he's gray. Fuck off. Sorry, spirit, please undo that.
I don't know. Is his skin supposed to be that thick, though? Like, I feel like it's some kind of immunity. Like, hey, bro, you don't actually have to have that thick of skin.
It's shrinking.
You already have it.
Your skin is shrinking. Whoa. I'm becoming your dog, by the way. I do that. I become the things. It's a lot less hot. Oh, now it's like uncomfortable. Tight. Tight skin. Weird.
You can like model your skin after what you want. It's like cold, you can make it thicker.
It's changing.
Like, you can do that.
Can you, Kate, since he's listening to you, will you tell him to, like, shake out his joints?
Shake out your joints, girl. And whenever you do the tippy-tappies, you can speed that up, and it'll feel so good.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh,
that's all I do when I get home.
That's really funny.
Oh, God. Ooh. That might be it. That feels real good. That's it, Tawny. Close it up. Do some close-up sign-offs on Kate's page or closing statements on mine.
Sweet. Thank you.
Absolutely love you. Next up. Exit out, Tawny. Hit the X. Batter up. We got Wicked. Had to kick it. Oh no, that don't make me see how it wants to slide through. Hi!
Oh my god, my life is a mess.
Cool. Pick one thing.
Help.
Mayday, mayday, alert.
Mayday.
Pick one thing.
I lost custody of my son yesterday.
Okay.
And I need to know what's going on with that.
Okay, so you're going to have to zoom out for a minute because you're in the middle of the emotions. So we're going to have to process this like way over here as if you're helping somebody else, okay?
Okay.
Okay, zoom out. There you go.
So you got like this alert beacon on right now. Looks like a transponder type thing, which is like a beacon in... it sends out signals in order to get signals back, like an alert. But I don't think this is helping you. I think it's just calling people to you that are just people. Like they don't really.
It reminds me of a car alarm going off in a parking lot and everybody panicking to find their keys. So like the people. The people that hear the alarm are like, oh God, is it my car? Is it, and they don't know what to do. And then the rest of the people don't give a fuck because everybody's car has an alarm. So, and they just go about their day. It's like a really weird thing happening here.
Makes sense.
I'm going to merge in with you real quick to cool you down and calm you down because you've got like breathing anxiety stuff. So hold on, I'm coming in, okay? Is that okay if I come in?
Of course.
Knock, knock. Okay. Coming in. I'm just going to cool you down. Oh, man.
There's, like, lots of electrical problems, too, like short-circuiting. I don't know. Is this caffeine?
No, honestly, since New Year's, I haven't been able to drink caffeine at all.
What other stimulant
absolutely like nothing. There's cigarettes? Like everything in my life that could go wrong right now is going wrong. Everything.
Okay, so activate everything's divine grounding straps.
Activate everything's divine grounding straps.
In every direction needed.
In every direction needed.
Please undo.
Please undo.
Anything done to, for, by, or against this situation and me.
Anything done to, for, by, or against this situation and me.
That was not done in the highest good.
That was not done in the highest good.
Ugh, God, speed it up.
Speed it up. Yeah, I'm coughing too.
I don't know. Your operating system is like burnt out too. So it's like your mainframe of like how you do what you do, your core, I guess.
Yeah.
It's kind of just like crispy.
Hey, Wicked, yeah. Can you go back and merge in with the version of you that was behind the driver's seat of your own life?
Merge in with the version of me that's was in the driver's seat of my own life.
There we go. Going in. Before everything fell apart. What happened? Before
everything fell apart.
What happened to you? Like, the gist.
I would say my biggest trauma might be my daughter's death.
I mean, yeah. That'll fuck you up.
Yeah. I've had a lot of really bad relationships. I haven't found a stable, good one.
What were you looking for? What kind of void were you trying to fill?
It seems very like, we'll just depend on each other.
Yeah.
Someone to lean on.
Yeah, 100%. I feel like I've been fighting battles forever.
Well, because when you try to find someone to lean on, you ended up like, God. You know those TikToks where you think it's kind of normal and then they cut into it and it crumbles and it's like trippy and cake-like or like...
Yeah.
Only my For You page? Okay, you have it too. All right. I know I got weird shit, so I'm just like, maybe. I don't fucking know. When you leaned on them, it's like it like... And you fragmented out. Ooh. So, okay. So in the position where you're in the driver's seat of your life... Okay. Can you, spirit if it's in my highest good?
Spirit if it's in my highest good.
Please cleanse and purify.
Please cleanse and purify.
All energy, time, money.
All energy, time, money.
Self-worth.
Self-worth.
Love and the like.
Love and the like.
Ouch. That I gave too much away of.
That I gave too much away of.
Or was siphoned from me.
Or was siphoned from me.
Bring it back to me at this time.
Bring it back to me at this time.
Speed that up.
Speed that up.
And then, spirit if it's in my highest good.
Spirit if it's in my highest good.
Please update and upgrade.
Please update and upgrade.
And activate the team. Your team revamp sweep. So say my team revamp sweep.
My team revamp sweeps.
To my computer chip core. My bio core. My
computer chip core.
And your central processing unit.
In my central processing unit.
You're supposed to be able to like multitask to the max, and it looks like you just get one big task and are burnout, and it just keeps happening. But I think that's because of the...
I think I've been in burnout for a while.
Well, it's short circuits, right, Kate? Like, it's supposed to have a whatever kind of combust it is for this computer, it's supposed to, what you're looking at, it's supposed to go, like you said, for a long period of time, but it's just like a quick spurt, and then...
Yeah. Oh, so you're saying she needs, like, some kind of gel cooling system.
I don't fucking know.
Okay.
If you're seeing it.
Hey, Wicked?
Yeah.
Put your cooling system, cleanse and purify your cooling system and bring it to its rightful owners this time.
Cleanse and purify my cooling system and bring it to its what?
Rightful owners at this time.
Rightful owners at this time.
Just in case. And it's you. It just looks like watery gel.
This feels really good. This is the calmest I think you've felt in a really long time.
And safety wire this down. Conducive.
Down.
You're numb. God dang, you're numb. I don't even know if you were able to feel the numb because everything was so fucking heightened. Okay, we're still not completely in your current, like, the operating system stuff that Kate's helping you with is back then and up here, but we're somewhere in between this whole time frame from when your daughter died to losing child, you know, custody of your son. Yeah. This whole time span, we're in the beginning of it, at the end of it, at the same time. We haven't even touched this part, really, except for pulling stuff back.
My child that's alive, his father was, it was all domestic abuse.
Well, this, did you have like, okay, did you have like a favorite sun hat that was straw or wicker?
Like a beach hat?
Yeah.
Not that I could think of.
I don't know what this is. No, this is definitely your favorite beach hat. So like, I don't know if you need to like merge with it. It's covering your head. So it's kind of like a, oh, Spirit if it's in the highest good.
Spirit if it's in the highest good.
Please remove all, like, helmets.
Please remove all helmets.
What? Brain slugs? I don't really know what to call that. Like, blockers. Blockers.
Brain slug? You went from straw hat to brain slugs? I was like, not. I'm like, I'm not following. Futurama. I don't know.
It's what it looked like. So I was just like, sure.
I'll cool. It. Was it underneath the hat?
Oh. Hey, that's what it was hiding.
I don't know. It was hiding a brain slug?
It was hiding.
Just remove all hats, helmets, brain slugs. What?
No big deal. Everybody.
You said an S at the end. Multiple brain slugs.
A little bitty one on the other side. And then on this side, I think this is, I think it's people.
Yeah.
Like
leeches?
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense.
Like, but it felt really good at the time.
God, that makes my head itch, just the thought of it. But I don't think it's from the energy. I think it's just from thinking of it. Like,
no big deal, guys. They're with brain slugs.
This brain slugs.
But it felt really good. Did you have an active addiction?
I mean, I was a bartender for like 10 years or something, and I drank when I was bartending.
Okay.
But then I lost my daughter, and I knew going through that, I would need to not drink at all and have any substances in me.
Okay.
So I haven't drank this for hurts like right 4 or 5 years.
It just felt
really
good. I have
a tattoo on my chest cap with her feet on it.
Ow, right here. Yeah. It hurts so bad. Is there a hook?
Well, Spirit, if it's in the highest good.
Spirit, if it's in the highest good.
Please remove all hooks, golden hooks. All hooks. And mothers that are no longer in my highest good from me.
That are no longer in my highest good from me.
Ow.
You can have your titty hooks back and keep them back. Oh, activate the know you healing.
Activate the know you healing.
Aha. Get your own hooks in your own titties. Yeah. Titty hook monster. All right. And speed that up. Actually feels a lot better.
Yeah, but I feel like shooting in a marathon, it's like hard to.
Oh, because I got something about their sand in her shoes. And then the beach hat. Who liked the beach or who drug you to the beach? You don't fucking like
maybe
the
my
beach.
Parents. They like, my mom loves to be by water.
I don't like the beach.
Me either. It has sand.
Yeah, sticky. And the ocean's people soup, like,
yeah, gross
doo-doo soup. Anyway,
we live in a beach area in Florida, but as you can tell, we don't go to it. Yeah.
It's so cute, you guys. It just kind of like, okay, can you merge with the beach version of you?
Merge with the beach version of me.
And then I don't really want to be here. I don't want to be at the beach right now.
I don't want to be at the beach right now.
I'm going to go walk back to the house. Bye, guys. Bye.
I think it's to the car. I think it's one of those beaches you had to drive to a little bit.
All I knew is that it sounded like not here.
So hooks in the titty again from that. Can you copy and paste the hook removal to that version of you as well? Because as soon as you put your foot, well, foot down and said, I don't want to be at the beach, I'm going to go back to the car.
Yeah.
Titty hook from the mama.
Copy and
paste. But we drove all the way over removal. Here. It's like, yeah, that's great for you. You drove all the way over here for you, not me.
Oh, this is when you're really young, because I want to play a Game Boy.
Oh. I don't, honestly, I feel like my past, I've had so much trauma that I only remember bits and pieces.
Well, it looks like, I mean, feels like a little bit of, you kind of just went with the flow and let other people guide you, and now you're in a place where you're like, how did it get this bad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you like push that forward and ripple it outwards? Just say, Spirit of Science, but please push this forward and ripple it outwards.
Please, Spirit, please push this forward and outwards.
Wow, it just looks like now you really want to go to sleep. Yeah.
It's been a long week. I think we're in the present day right now. It's like, I'm not back there at the beach thing, not at that part where you were in control of your life. It's like, it's really weird. It's your whole childhood, it didn't seem like you were really in control of your life. You got to a certain age and you were like confident. You knew who you were. You were like the first time in your life. And then it just got fucking swiped when your daughter died. And then after that, it's just been, you know, the trend. Kate made a video with it recently. It's the from Uptown Girls where they're sitting in the teacup spinning.
Yeah.
It just feels like you've been spinning in the teacups ever since then.
Can you get off the ride? Can you just energetically just get back on solid ground?
Get me off the ride.
And go through the little carnival gates, because you're not going back there. You're just going to close it behind you. And kind of wave by. It looks like it's just like
back to audio.
Okay. Yeah. It's kind of like it's like a all right, I'm gonna go live my life now.
Okay, so let's close all that up. We're just gonna do it the fast way. Just say close all of that that no longer needs to be open.
Close all that that no longer needs to be open.
Merge me with all versions of me.
Merge me with all versions of me.
Exchange me information with them.
Exchange the information with them.
Me information with them, like you.
Exchange me information with them.
Calibrate us, disconnect us.
Calibrate us, disconnect us.
Anchor us back into the correct dimensional forms.
Anchor us back into the correct dimensional forms.
Merge all timelines to the most healed timeline.
Merge all timelines to the most healed timeline.
Safety wire that down.
Safety wire that down.
Okay, now, present day, what happened with your son?
I do like a cannabis event, and I was in an event in New York. My products are like CBD products, body scrubs, t-shirts, that kind of thing. The event was raided and a bunch of us were arrested and a bunch of us got charged. My ex found out.
Is it not legal in New York?
It is, but the amount that they're collectively charging us with everything that was found.
Oh, so like each of you get the charge of all of it.
Correct.
Gross. How weird.
Hold on. I want to fix that real quick.
It's totally legal.
We're just going to send the stuff that we have for that to that real quick.
Oh. Weird. We couldn't find any evidence of that.
What a so weird.
Yeah, it wasn't. Paperwork's wrong. We didn't find possession of anything.
Paperwork is incorrect.
Totally weird. Who was this? Jones? You're a fucking swinging dick.
That's give me your badge.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. So your ex found out.
My ex found out. We've been in court for years now. He's just trying to control me through court now. And he did it's called an ex parte emergency motion, where I don't have to be aware of the motion that's happening on my behalf and my son's behalf. And we went to court yesterday and he was awarded custody.
Oh, did he claim some kind of psych something?
He claims that I'm not being a good mother, that my kid's not safe because I'm homeschooling him and I don't want to vaccinate him, that my kid's not safe with me. He's not learning, but he's never had to raise our son at all. He's only had supervised visits, so he doesn't know what it's like to raise a six-year-old.
Okay, all right, hold on. Kate's going to work. Hold on.
So I'm just going to infuse all this with clarity because it seems very much like, oh, is this all this is? Like the courts, they'd be like, oh, is this all this is? That's really weird. No. So we're going to infuse all this with clarity. Activate Kate's Bakuba healing to all this. Cassie Tangley Roots healing to all this. And Kate's Sorting Foam healing to all this.
Also, he's been battling so long just to win that now that he finally got what he wanted, it's not going to be what he wanted.
And it's really boring.
Yeah, because he doesn't have childcare. Like, I rearranged my whole life to take care of my kid.
Yep.
And it's kind of boring for him. He's kind of like, wow.
We're going to push everything. We're doing all the things and we're going to push it forward. I would like to say, of course, give it a buffer time because of legal system and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know how much buffer time because the stuff usually works pretty fast. But I don't want to I want you to do the regular things that you need to do.
Right.
Okay.
My court case for New York is March 7th and my next custody case for court is March 11th, but I have to.
It needs to get thrown out. That whole thing needs to get thrown out.
I'm honestly working with equity law to get it thrown out. I'm trying to.
Put in the work that you've already done to the wicked. Put all the work that you've already done for this conducive to it again and to the residual. There you go.
Speed that out.
It's a money thing, so it's hurting my back. Okay. All right. So you feel calm. You don't feel spinning anymore. It definitely feels cooler. There's still heat here. The legal workings are working. When you go to sleep tonight, Wicked, ask your team and your soul, say, whatever else is left for my kid, for my case, for all of it, I want to do it tonight. I want it done tonight, and I want it all in my favor. Okay. Say that before you go to sleep. And then when you wake up in the morning, really try to remember to do the closing statements, either on the close-up sign-ups on Kate's page or the closing statements on my page.
Okay.
Like, you'll have a weird day if you don't. Because you're going to do a lot tonight.
Yeah. Like, I woke up in the middle of the night last night throwing up.
Yep.
Mm.
Yep.
Makes sense.
Makes perfect sense. Done it. Been there. Done it.
All right.
Okay. So we're going to help someone else too, but keep us posted. You can just comment in one of our comments. That's all you have to do. We would just love to hear how you're doing. Okay.
Right,
it's not mandatory. You've got a lot on your plate. It's not homework.
Yeah.
We would just love to hear from you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Go do the closings.
Okay.
And disconnect from everybody in the live. Whew, I'm going to disconnect from that real quick because I was like inside her.
Yes. Does anyone want to join us?
We've got people in the box. I don't know if they're still there, but
in the box.
Yeah, we've got three requests. Ooh. I hope she's still here. I haven't talked to her in forever.
Vanessa Lonita.
Yes.
Hello, girl.
Hi.
How y'all doing?
Fancy. How are you doing?
Oh my God, my daughter's so excited. She was like, are you talking to the girls? I'm like, yeah. Say hi to my
What's up, baby? What's going on?
So I have, for the past few months, just been, I don't want to say battling the school, but a lot has been coming up with my oldest.
Okay.
She's been placed in special ed 80% of the time. I've been taking her to therapy. I don't think it's working. I mean,
hey,
I don't know
why? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is based off of, like, things. All right, so the school wants me to have my child tested for special ed, and I just go, no.
Mm-hmm.
Why do so many people say yes?
I think with her, it was because she didn't qualify to have the support unless we had a diagnosis. So I'm going
what
through
support?
That right now.
Yeah,
the
what support?
Like in the school, because she basically has to have someone with her 80% of the time.
Why?
Because she acts out. She's very aggressive. Why? Hold on 1 second.
She's going to tell her shit she doesn't want to do.
Yeah.
And she just knows herself.
You being
the watch mom?
Yes. And so, I'm so sorry. We're all over the place.
Oh, it's okay. It's all
and,
good.
So, you know, she's like throwing things in the classroom. They had to evacuate the classroom. She's smashing all the other kids' food and stuff. It's just, so I needed her to stay in that program. And they were going to kick her out unless we had a diagnosis because of her age.
How old is she?
She's 7.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my bad. So, it just seems like she doesn't want to do what she doesn't want to fucking do, which, who does?
Hey, I have a question. Are you there? I can't hear you. Are you there? She might have muted.
What happened? I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's still doing it. I don't know if it's, like, the microphone or what. Does she not like you talking about her?
I don't know. She doesn't like me talking about, like, her bad behavior and stuff.
No. So, we're not... This isn't... I'm gonna tell her soul, this is... We don't think you're being bad. At all. We think you're being human.
I think it's great, actually. And,
yeah.
Why would you want to do something that you don't want to fucking do? It's kind of like, so it's kind of like, go read in the corner. Well, I don't really want to read in the corner. You better read in the corner or bad things will happen. Well, that sounds scary. I don't want bad things to happen to me.
Yeah. I got like just a basic thing, you know, like a behavioral sheet, you know, the regular kid behavioral sheet. And my kid has good behavior every single day. Well, one day she colored on somebody else's paper. And instead of the conversation of why it's someone else's paper, why they might be upset at that, like without the reason, I got sent home with a, like, your kid was bad today. I hope they listen, like learn their lesson and learn that this behavior is not acceptable. And that they were like, there's a lot of history piled up with students. And when you're, okay, so take, for instance, I worked at Olive Garden. Okay. This is just a basic. I worked at Olive Garden, and during the, in between our shifts, if we didn't leave the building, we would go to a back section, the servers and the bussers and the bartenders would, and the cooks, and we were loud as fuck. And we were raunchy and rude because we were at work and this was pretty much our home. So we would forget that there were customers eating, that there wasn't a full wall. Mm-hmm. Like, there was so much of, like, this every day, all day, that the process of stepping back into a professional, like, breaking down the system on a one-on-one thing. What? You're there.
You're there. She left.
You're there.
Okay, all right.
No, I'm here.
Okay.
The ability as someone who works in an, even in the hospital, it happens in the hospital, happens in the schools, it happens everywhere, where there's so much of it and they live it every day, that the ability to step back and assess what needs to happen for an individual is really, really, really difficult for anybody who works there. So they take their piled up shit from things that have put on their plate and stuff, and they put it on kids. Not everybody. If people are doing their own healing work, that's something else. But the majority of situations out there. And then instead, if someone is uncontrollable, which humans are not supposed to be controlled, if humans are uncontrollable, they get passed on to someone else. And then if they're uncontrollable there, they get passed on to someone else. Someone else deal with this. Someone else deal with this. Someone else deal with this. Your child is a person. Mm-hmm. And is getting tossed around with it. They have an emotional intelligence where they're like, you want me to be the fucking bad guy?
I'll be the bad guy. I would love to. And it's kind of like, nobody's fucking listening to me anyway, so might as well make the best of it. Everybody can go fuck themselves. It's kind of what it seems like, because why would they care?
Yeah, and like, to me, it's like, when I read what happens and when I go into these meetings, I'm like in tears, because this is not my child. Because
they want you to feel guilt and shame. Mm-hmm. They want you so badly to feel like it's your fault, and to get you on the side where you can help them pass your child onto someone else. Now you've got money in therapy. Now you've got money probably in drugs. Now you've got pushing it on. And then each teacher they go to, your child is unruly and unmanageable. Mm-hmm. She's wild and she can't be fucking broken, bro. She is her own fucking person. Okay, so with that being said, sorry, I got really heated. Because I get really emotional about this.
Yeah, it's really tough.
Okay. Is she open to learning some tricks, some energy tricks, where she can, like, not give a fuck about the stupid-ass adults, be in control of her life, and not have to go through the bullshit and rigmarole that everybody's trying to put her through?
Oh, yeah.
Would she be willing for that?
Yeah, she'd be down for that. Yeah, definitely. I think she'd be down for that.
Okay, so if you were to... One of the things that works really well is if there's a focus thing, because if someone... Have you ever had anybody talk to you that you just didn't respect and you just want them to shut the fuck up because they're just gross and annoying?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't pay attention to them because you're like,
mm-hmm.
Right.
Shut them up.
For her, it seems like everybody's already shown their true colors. So in order to pay attention to things that she needs to learn, she has to listen to these nasty ass people who are pretending to be nice, just waiting for her to fuck up again.
Mm-hmm.
And she's surrounded by it. People in the comments were talking about homeschool, not homeschool, or whatever. I let my kids decide. They love the social interaction. They don't like school. They love the social interaction. They have the choice. They choose to go to school. When I was told your child needs special education, I said, I'm going to, they're in kindergarten. I'm going to let them decide if they want that. If they want extra help reading or anything like that, I'm going to play it by ear. They're not a big fan, but my child is quote unquote well behaved. So, you know, they're going to let it slide.
Yeah. Also too, what's wrong with kids running the school?
When she was tested, she is like second, third grade level and all of her stuff. And she's like in first grade now. I mean, she was reading by the time she was four, adding and subtracting and everything. She is brilliant. It's just her behavior.
Yeah. Because she sees them and she's disgusted by them.
So they're not going to win no matter where they put her. I kind of don't see what's wrong with kids running the school because you are applying for their time, not the other way around. You choose to go to school and teach them. They do not choose that. And I want to remind people that I have Asperger's and I went to school with the same exact thing. Teachers wouldn't let me go to the fucking bathroom. I just want to throw that out there. If a teacher doesn't like you, they're going to resent you anyway. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how good you are. It doesn't matter how bad you are. They will make you suffer. So I just want to just boop, put that back at you. So I'm just saying, homeschooling, not really going to do it. If they want that, that's fine. But what if they like the social interaction? What if they like their friends? Do they have friends, Venezuela Anita?
My daughter? Yeah, she has a lot of friends. We walk in the school and everyone loves her. Oh, Delilah, oh, Delilah, oh, Delilah. Yeah, she's very friendly. She has a lot of friends.
That's amazing. So, like, literally everyone loves her because she's a great person?
Mm-hmm. Even the principal, like, everyone knows her.
So it's almost like a built-up resentment. So can we, like, clear the air there, too, of, like a fresh start, almost?
Yes.
So, okay, let's do that, then. So, if you want... Oh, do you heal with your hands?
Yeah, she does.
If you want to, like, take the air in the school, especially around your daughter, and, like, what is this, massage it?
Hey, Britannica, I'm trying very nicely to just kind of let you know that this is not about you if you keep taking it as a personal attack. That's on you, bro. This is us talking about something to help her child. You're making it about you, which is exactly what is happening with her situation. So if you want to continue this, you can just go somewhere else. I do recommend my house cleanse. Maybe apply it to your classroom. It's my first pinned video. Other than that, you can leave, bro. This is about her and her kid, not about you and your teaching. You keep making it personal, and I'm now personally addressing you. Stop. Okay, sorry.
So, I know, it's all good. The air is really, God, it's like heavy, but slimy. It feels like, okay, one of those beanie bag sacks, you know, that feel really good to squish, but it doesn't really feel really good in the air. You massaged it and it made it thinner, and I'm just kind of wondering if we can just kind of transmute it where it needs to go. Like, do like that with your hand. Yes.
This is not a space where we blame people. This is a space for perspective, for hearing the saying the things that are unsaid, not from a personal, but from what is actually happening, channeled, and then we help untangle things. We're not someone who tells people they should be in a relationship or not be in a relationship. We're not someone that says you should take your kid to school or not. We're not someone that says you should drink or take drugs or don't. We are here to help heal the trauma and the gunk in between. If you want to listen to it and follow along, you're more than welcome to. And if you don't and you just want to share perspectives, probably not the place. Because it's distracting me and I want to help here. And that's my own fault. I'm not blaming you for my distraction. That's my own thing.
How does this feel? Now it feels like a bunch of pillows.
Yeah, I felt a lot tingling, but it feels a lot lighter now.
Okay. Why pillows?
It just feels real good.
Oh, okay. So it's like, relaxing. Like,
yeah.
Well, y'all can just go ahead. Y'all can go ahead on there. Okay. The communication pathways too between her and everyone else pointing outwards
instead of reciprocating.
That makes a lot of sense.
It used to be reciprocation, but she wasn't heard anymore. So she just was like, I don't want to listen. There we go. You're opening it up.
Yeah, it looks like they want to give her a lot more now.
Oh, am I supposed to be feeling everything like that I'm doing for her?
Oh, cool. Are you a feeler?
Like, I'm feeling it in my right thigh, my back, my neck.
All over my body. I'm like goosebumps all over.
Now there's like ribbon. Oh, like new. Oh, thank you. Cut the ribbon.
Okay.
New
year. Oh, yeah, like we're like an inauguration.
That's cool. Except it's like the teacher's to her. Speed this up.
Look, even your house is calmer now.
Yeah, it is.
It's time for them to give back to her. So,
can we wipe away the it's like it's etched in, and it's like when your daughter sees somebody, she like carves it in, and she's like, it reminds me of the burn book, where it's like, this is the fuggliest bitch I've ever
like liar.
Yeah, liar. They're branded.
Yeah.
And once she brands somebody, it looks like she gives everybody a fair shake until they do something, and then she just brands them, and then she never listens to them again.
Who does that?
You.
I used to do that.
Absolutely you.
Vanilla Zanita. I used to do that.
I unfortunately never did anything like that, and I had a lot of doormat shit I had to heal. I was like, it's okay, let's try again. Maybe you like me this time.
But instead of stopping it, I was just like, no, keep doing it.
Can you, after you, like, clear this stuff, can you energetically ask her if it's okay if it's, like, a clean slate here? Because there's, like, from all ends, there's a lot of buildup, and, like, everybody's fighting, and it's not going to be beneficial for anybody. For the teachers, for the school, for you, for her.
Oh, what if we just kind of, why are y'all slap fighting? Yes! Use your words. She's been trying to use her words. You guys are not. Use your words.
They're like,
yeah. Like, who's the teacher now? Look, okay.
Okay, so that cleared. I felt something go through.
I need to talk to, I don't know who this is, one of her teachers. Just because she knows the things doesn't mean she thinks she's smarter than you. Literally doesn't mean that.
She can't help that she knows the things. She's not trying to prove anything.
Stop punishing people that know the things. You've done that your entire teaching career. That is so strange. They are children? No, you're the fucking weirdo. No. You. Okay, thank you.
Oh, I have a healing for that too, because my stepdad used to do that. Anytime I'd have a conversation, he'd be like, "Well, you think you're so fucking smart?" So, spirit, if it's in the highest good and all souls consent, please activate and apply my and Kate's healing that we did for that to this conducive.
Huh. Is she scared that, like, nobody's going to pay attention to her now?
I don't know, but...
Now that everybody's, like, okay with her? Because, I wanted to be like, okay, but do y'all still, like me?
She does look for validation a lot.
Hey, well, babe, I have a question, too. Oh, sorry, you were going into something.
No, go ahead.
When you go to these meetings, and I know that the teachers and the administration and stuff, they try to make you feel, like, really... like everything is hell and you should feel very ashamed. Do you ever laugh with her and be like, what's their fucking problem? What's up their ass? Why are they mad? Do you ever go like, you fucking threw a chair? Like, bro, what did they do to you to make you throw a fucking chair?
She's Have you never ever meetings?
Huh?
What?
She's never part of our meeting, so, like...
No, but I mean, when you come home.
Yeah, when I come home, I try to, like, sit down with her and ask her why.
No, don't ask her why as if they got to you.
Yeah, don't ask her as if
she
did something wrong.
Like, I just sit down and, like, have a conversation, and she'll tell me, and I'll be like, well, why did you do that? You know? And then she'll tell me why, and I'm like, oh, well, do you think that
that's... Yeah, but, okay. All right, hold on.
Maybe I'm the problem, too.
No. It's not a, like, problem thing. This is perspective, okay? So I'm going to have you in the position, right? Tell me you went on a drinking binge and you sideswiped a car and you didn't realize it till the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me.
Yeah, so that happened.
Okay, so I'm gonna approach it like you do, okay? Babe, why did you do that?
Dude, I was drunk.
Yeah, but how could you let yourself get so drunk? What happened?
Yeah, that's condescending.
Right, okay, so now tell me again.
Yeah.
Bitch, so, you did what?
Dude.
No, you're gonna have to break this down. What the hell happened? How did you get that drunk? What happened?
I see where you're going with this.
It's not a kneel down and get on their level. It is literally a, like, you and me against the world, girl. Mm-hmm. Tell me, give me the breakdown. What happened? And then be like, yeah, but are they worthy of that? Like, who are these people? Are they worthy of your anger? Are they worthy of that? You got that creative for them? Gross.
That makes sense, yeah.
If you're on her side, you can help her zoom out and you can come up with creative solutions to empower her where she doesn't give that to them because all it's doing is satisfying their hatred, putrid
bullshit. Mm-hmm. Giving them what they want, which is a rise out of her.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want to be proven right.
I feel like they just want to get rid of her and send her to another school.
Yeah, where, like I was saying, pass her off to the next person.
If that happens, I'm going to end up homeschooling her because I'm not sending her there. So I just want to get rid of her. Yeah.
They want you to.
Yeah.
Did you see the person? I don't know if they're still in here, but that was one of the first things they said. They said, we want you to homeschool your children that are like that.
Yeah. So they don't have to deal with them.
Yeah.
But,
you know, I also saw TikToks recently, which are really interesting, that the ones for the advanced classes, like advanced algebra, advanced chemistry, that's just special ed for smart kids. Mm-hmm. Anybody who is like in the way, it needs to go.
Yeah. And so, like, the funny thing is, so she's in that special ed, and then she's in the advanced classes as well because she qualified for that.
Yep.
So,
yeah. They put me in Spanish.
Have you ever walked
in? I didn't ask.
No sabía. Ay, mamacita.
Have you ever walked around a store and just had somebody follow you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very uncomfortable. That's probably how she feels.
Yeah, that's how she feels all the time.
It's like, perform, be mean. You know what I mean?
And they probably push her buttons too and put her in situations where she has to react.
They love that, though. Like, they like that so they can be like, see? We knew it. Check. Now we're going to go tell her mom.
Proof. Yeah. Check.
So she's the monster. If you do like Kat said, and be like, oh my God, they did that. What did you do, bitch? That is crazy. Then she's going to feel sane. Those reactions are normal.
I'm not saying don't have the constructive talking. I still want you to help empower her. I still want you to help her, but I want you to help her from an eye to eye. I am on your side, but also, like, don't let them win, but not in a, like, don't let them win, but more in a, like, a, you're too good
why
for
do
that.
You care? Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
why you're do too you good care for that. So
does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Does she have a special interest of computers?
She loves languages and computers and games and stuff.
Who does?
Like building things.
Building?
Like taking apart stuff and putting it back
together. You like building stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she does.
What if you just, like, got her some old electronics that didn't work anymore?
And let her, oh my God.
And
make something out of it, take it apart?
Yeah, and then put it back together.
Oh, yeah, that sounds, yeah.
Like, and if you don't know, donated.
Where do you find that kind of stuff, Kate? Because we're just like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. But I'm like, I'm sitting here going, where the fuck did we go there?
At those stores. Fuck. The antique
Radio Shack
store. Fuck the thrift store. And a lot of the time they'll just like give them away because nobody wants those things. You know, the batteries are out.
Probably make it work. You could probably like
you
there's
could
some...
solder some connections. Soldering kits were like $10 on Amazon. Oh my god. I'm getting excited for no reason. I'm never going to solder those.
She could sell it on eBay even. She probably wouldn't. She'd want to keep them, it looks like.
Yeah. Oh, garage sales? People are in the comments are saying like Goodwill.
Yeah,
Goodwill. Spicy Chick said STEM kits.
Mm-hmm. Oh, STEM kits. Okay. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, you can paint it afterwards. Like, give it a... You can yesify it.
Yes! Yeah. Put some fake nails on it.
It's like a typewriter, but all the keys are nails. It's Gothify. Sorry.
Oh my god. Oh, that's great. But it seems like she likes that kind of stuff.
Also, I want to let you know, babe, just the way that I do things, I'm not saying you need to do things the way I do things, but what I do is I found myself fighting when my 10-year-old was like 7 to do homework. It was like learning how to read the clock. And they just literally were like, womp, womp, womp. And they were fighting with me. And then my eldest, because I was single mom at the time, eldest had to watch the baby. The baby was screaming because it wanted mom. It was a mess. And in that moment, I just looked at this and went, how is this worth it? What the fuck are we doing? And my kid has not done homework. And it is appointed. It's assigned to them. Has not done homework since third grade. And the teachers were like, you should really sit down with them. And I'm like, that's not conducive to our peace and our lifestyle. And so my kid at home can do whatever the fuck they want. And they are way more behaved at school because they don't have to fight everywhere. So like, if your child has this like creative fun project or process that's just for them that they actually enjoy, not force it. If they don't end up liking it, get Legos or something, whatever makes them happy, like in that way, that's not too expensive. But if they're happy at home and it's not like, if you're on their side, and I will tell you that the 10-year-old, you know, fourth grade and fifth grade, they almost got held back. And then the teacher presented it to me. I was like, oh, that's understandable. I understand. And then I looked at my kid and I was like, hey, do you want to do fourth grade again? And they're like, no. And I was like, cool. So legally, they're going to hold you back because of grades. That's just how things work. But talk to your teacher, see what you can do and get it done. And they did very end of the year sprint. And they got it done and they passed and they went to the next grade. Are my kids on honor roll? No, none of them care. We don't care.
Yeah,
and they're a lot better for it.
Dude, Kate's like, at my house mentally. All the time. My kids it's are fucking we're fucking happy. There's not even like dinner time over here. It's like, hey, like, did anybody text the kids? Anybody do they want to eat? Hey, there's food. You want to look at it and see if you like it? And they're like, oh no, that doesn't look good. Oh yeah, that looks good. Okay, here you go. Here's a plate.
Very peaceful.
And they come in and joke and laugh and hang out. And we play board games sometimes together. And, like, it's just real chill. And, yeah, the only issues from teachers I have right now are the ones that actually got stomped out really recently. Because they kept trying to push me. And I just kind of was casually like, no, I'm not into this.
No, thanks.
I said, I understand that the way that I am and the way that I parent is not conducive for how you want me to be, and I know that you're coming from a place of wanting to educate and run a system, and someone like me does not make your system work, and I can understand that's really frustrating, but that's pretty much the end of that conversation. My family is happy, we're healthy, we have our priorities straight. Sorry that they don't match yours.
And at the end of the day, that's what you want. You want your kids to be happy, you know?
Well, they can be miserable if they want to.
What if they choose it? What if they're like, I want to be miserable. Body
be emo.
Autonomy.
Go ahead. Be emo, bitch.
That's awesome. This feels really good.
The How do you feel?
Really clean.
It feels a lot calmer.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely a lot calmer.
Hey. Don't let them give that talk to you too. Don't let them control your emotions that way. Don't let anybody, I don't care who it is, Don't let them control your emotions that way or make you feel like you're not a good mom. Don't. We had great conversation. We have great perspective. Do you think we're think you're a bad mom? Absolutely not. I don't think you think that.
No.
Okay.
No, but say,
because I love you, Benedict.
Where did I go wrong? Like, what did I do wrong? What am
nowhere.
I doing?
Nowhere. You didn't go wrong anywhere.
And
but they want you to believe that.
And that's what they hate.
Because we're like, it's your fault. You're doing something at home. We're never doing anything wrong. It's your fault. It's like, that's so weird. They're like really calm at home. No, it's
dude, you. I will not come in for a parent-teacher conference. I just won't. And so like they brought me in for something ridiculous. They got me to come in. They fucking three people deep cornered me in a room to talk to me with the door open. So everyone else in the office was oddly full, and they like tried to like blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, no, I don't think so. No, I'm sorry. And then they just kept pushing. And I was like, I'm sorry, but I'm finished with this conversation and I'm going to go now. Thank you. And they just kind of, and I like called Kate and I was panicking because I am like, I used to be the like do anything and everything that the adults told me to do. I'm new to parenting. Of course, like I just always was that way. So I called Kate and I was like, okay, so this is what happened. Please tell me everything's okay.
It's
what
anxiety
to do? I was like, they hate me. They fucking hate me. And I can't handle people hating me like that when I didn't do anything wrong. And so like I have to go through the healings of it too. I'm not 100% confident all the time, but I will tell you, I'm confident in the results. I had to go in today, a week later, magically the office was really empty and everything went really smooth and nobody wanted to talk to me. So weird.
What? Girl.
And I wasn't loud. I wasn't unruly. I just wasn't going to let them put their shit on me.
Love you, Vizalanita.
You and your kid and your happiness and your family, that is literally all that matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because one of the things that I was like, I just don't want her to crush like who she is. I don't want her to stop being herself, you know.
She's still herself. She's so herself. All they did was make her more herself. Mm-hmm. All they did was like, oh, okay, I'll show you who I can really be.
You want to play games? I love games. Oh my god. We're playing games.
Okay, it's the end. Is it okay that this is on the podcast? Because we have one in the bank if it's not okay.
No, this is good. I'm for it. Thank you so much, girls.
Do the closing stuff, and then, you know, we want to hear how it goes. You're not obligated, but we want to hear it.
But I will let you know. We love you guys. Can you say love you, girl?
Love you too.
Love you.
Love you.
All right, bye girl. Thank you.
Bye guys.
Bye Olivia. Bye. This was fun.
Thanks for hanging out.
Book a dual session with Kate and Kat. Visit either of our websites listed in the description of this video. For a spirit guide reading, you can book with Captain Kate at www.captainkate.com. For a one-on-one trauma healing session with Kat and Boots, you can visit www.katandboots138.com.